This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Title 42, History, and it's expired. What happens next? We've talked about it a lot this week on the show. And then if there is a default, because there doesn't seem to be any kind of consensus with this whole debt ceiling thing, which before you know it, time flies, it'll be June 1st. That supposedly is D-Day, according to Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary. But if they don't have cuts, if they don't work it out, what happens really to you and I, or some of us anyway? I did a little digging, and I'm going to tell you what it means for real. But first, let's start with what is the chaos at the border. We know it. Some of you are living it. You've written me about the stories. You've written me about the schools and what's happened in schools and how now it's worse than ever. And we've seen that in El Paso. We've seen that in parts of Arizona, we've seen that in parts of California, but I think really, especially Brownsville is another area where you've got the crossings that are just, they're just overwhelmed, which of course is why there are troops that are down there now at this point. So the expiration of this pandemic era public health restriction, which is what it was, will definitely be felt several years, I think, into the future. This was put in place at the onset of COVID-19. It allowed whoever was there with the customs and border operation to turn away people at the borders and ostensibly to stop the spread of the coronavirus. But that changed Thursday at midnight when the public health emergency in Title 42 lapsed. So what does that mean? Now Title 8 is in effect, that is the new law. It's a decades-old section of code, which Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has warned would carry more severe consequences for migrants found to be entering the country without a legal basis. So if you haven't applied, you get booted, you're done for 5 years at least. You're deported. Cannot come back, cannot try. So they've been stressing in the last couple of months that if you are apprehended under Title 8, it's a fast deportation process. It's expedited removal is what they call it. And you get that ban stamped on you for at least 5 years. And then if you try to keep coming back and you get caught, then it's criminal prosecution. There's a possibility of that. Now, it can be lengthy. There's a lot of challenges with that because of the high number of border arrests, but the processing time, so like the processing time under Title 42 was about 30 minutes to give you an idea, because you could quickly expel people, where under Title 8 the process can take over an hour, but it allows for migrants to seek asylum, and that also is that drawn out process. It's called a credible fear screening by asylum officers before their cases progress through the immigration court system. They have to decide if it's worthy, if they have a case. Whew. So this is changing everything. This is changing everything all around. And it's definitely leading to chaos because there were so many people that tried to come over. I mean, the amount of people you've got. They're talking about if you've got Cubans and Venezuelans and Haitians and Nicaraguans that go to Mexico, if they cross the border unlawfully, they get sent. They're non-Mexican nationals. They get sent back across the border, because this is also what's happening. It's not just I'm coming from Mexico. It's people coming from all over the place. So there has been a stress about that, stressing it. I mean, they've got this app that they can make an appointment to present themselves at a port of entry. So the State Department is opening about 100 regional processing centers in the West where migrants can apply to come to the U.S. through the timeline for the timeline for those, though, is pretty unclear at this point. But they have it, at least. And we'll see. Again, it's not a big prediction because you know that there's going to be chaos. And they already know. I mean, the administration has said that there's chaos, that people don't understand. They think, I got to get over it. It's open day at the border, but it's not open day at the border, right? It's not open day at the border. So this will unfold, I think, in the next couple of weeks and couple of months, and we still have the same fears and problems that you have people who at the border towns, but even north, because people are being bussed out, Baltimore, Chicago. It's not just at the immediate border. It's affecting other places in the United States, and it has for a very long, long, long time. Something has to be done, but giving it lip service does nothing. It does absolutely nothing. A couple of big decisions coming down the pike, including this one. A judge ruled that 18 to 20-year-olds can't be barred from buying guns. There was a big push for this to happen, but a federal judge in Virginia invalidated a set of federal restrictions that would prohibit people under the age of 21 from getting a handgun from federally licensed firearm dealers, saying, of course, it violates the Second Amendment. It was a 65-page decision that was issued just a day ago by this U.S. Senior District Judge Robert Payne, ruling in favor of four men who are over the age of 18 but not yet 21, and they want to get handguns. They challenged the federal laws and the regulations from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that prohibit the sale of handguns by federally licensed dealers. So I want to be clear as to what it is, to prospective buyers ages 18 to 20, arguing it doesn't comport with the Second Amendment. Right? So Payne said that there are other rights in the Constitution, including the 1st, 4th, 5th, 8th, and 14th Amendments that vest before the age of 21, and said no federal appellate court or the Supreme Court has determined that the Second Amendment rights vest at the age of 21. So there's been a lot of criticism and praise for this. The opinions are all over the place. Some of the criticism came from like groups like Everytown Law, and Everytown is for gun safety. They filed a friend of the court brief in support of the administration's request that the case be dismissed. So it's interesting. You then had the senior director of issues and appeals at Everytown Law saying that the court's ruling will undoubtedly put lives at risk. It must be reversed. We're doing an unofficial poll here as to what you think. Let me know. Weigh in at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Next week, I'll present those findings. And, of course, you know, emotions are raw because of things that happened, like Allen, Texas, a gunman opening fire at an outlet mall. But he was over 21 years old. Six people fatally shot in Henrietta, Oklahoma. And, yeah, the list goes on and on and on and on. On the flip side, oh, my, do we have some really interesting things to get to, including 22 snakes found in the luggage. What?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
On this show, we need to laugh here and then, don't we? Or just to fill in the blanks on some of the crazy stories. I mentioned this 22 snakes on a plane. Remember the movie Snakes on a Plane? Can you imagine 22? I mean, I can't even process that. Listen, we've got these black racers in the great state of Florida. And I've found one in the mailbox. I found one skin of a black racer in the backyard. I found the dog darting around, standing up on his back legs, while a snake, one of these black racers, was dancing around his head. I've had enough with snakes. But these were snakes of all varieties. So a woman was trying to bring them into India from Kuala Lumpur, and they were confiscated. She had these plastic boxes that were sealed with duct tape, and so all these snakes, all different sizes, some of them, I'm not kidding you people, these were some big snakes. They were all in her bag, and I guess she figured she covered it up and it was in these plastic, like they're not going to take them out or look at them. I don't know what she was thinking actually, but it didn't work. That's the bottom line. It did not work. So they were able to bust her for that, and you got to think, of course, why is she bringing the snakes in? She's going to sell them. It's popular. She's going to sell them. They were those kinds of snakes. They weren't the garden snake. They were the snakes that people would pay some pretty decent money for. So, yeah, there you go. It is Mother's Day weekend, and hopefully you're doing something wonderful for your mother. What are you getting your mother? I mean, there's always the flowers, the candy, the, you know, card you make. When you're a kid, isn't it easy? You make a card. You make a card for mom, and she's thrilled, and she puts it on the refrigerator. And, you know, maybe you bake some cupcakes with dad, or you learn how to do it yourself, and you do it. Then it gets a little bit different, right? And then you keep thinking, well, geez, I want to do something special. I mean, I wonder how many people have bought their mother jewelry. I was thinking about this today. They told me at Zales at one point, I was getting something repaired, and they told me, oh,
Their three biggest times of the year are, of course, Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day is huge. They said those are flat out the three biggest times for people coming in and getting jewelry, and a lot of people buy jewelry for their mother. You know, they just do. That's a thing that they do. It doesn't have to be super expensive, but they'll look for jewelry. And so I was thinking about what's a great Mother's Day gift, and you know, it depends on the mother, right? What that gift is. It doesn't have to be expensive necessarily. It just has to be unique to her. I think that's the key thing. It has to be not what you want, because that's what we so often do with any kinds of gifts, you know, we get. What do we like? It's what do you think she would like? What does she like? Is it an experience, like you go somewhere together to something that she likes to do, whatever it is, some kind of museum, a play, a movie, you know, whatever. Take her to lunch, you know, have a certificate for that, but take her to the lunch, actually. I don't know. Some people think that gift cards are cheesy and that doesn't put in much attention, but I don't know that I agree. Because if you give a gift card, they can get what they want, right? I mean, otherwise, aren't you kind of flailing around in the dark trying to figure out, okay, I know mom likes this, but if I pick out the jewelry, I mean, she's really going to, that might not be her style. What if I just give her a certificate from that, right? You know, what if I just do that? Or you just get her a Yeti, right? Who doesn't need to be hydrated? Just get her one of the best water bottles on the planet, and it'll last forever, and it'll cost you like $40. You get like a 26-ounce Yeti Rambler. I was looking at this one of these the other day. Someone sent me a link to it, and I was like, what? But, okay, so, mom, you need to be hydrated. Here's your 26-ounce Yeti. Or does she travel a lot? Get her a travel pillow. One that's easy to carry, wraps around your neck, right? You fall asleep. So all the nonsense going on the plane when people are punching each other out or screaming at the flight attendants or some other thing, or the plane might land in a place you're not supposed to land. Maybe she'll fall asleep through the whole thing and won't even notice. But whatever you do for your mother, just make sure you at least give her a call if you're nowhere near her, because it's a special day. And trust me, I was so close to my mom and sadly lost her 10 years ago. She was too young for her to lose her life. But luckily, my brother and I had spent lots and lots of time with our mother and have great memories of her for sure. So Mother's Day is a very special time to remember and pay attention to that. All right, other things that I found that I thought were interesting, because I said this was odds and ends. How about this? You know, I talked about the 22 snakes. Israeli officials caught Americans trying to smuggle in 375 pounds of fruit roll-ups. I tell you, it's crazy. A TikTok trend where people fill the candy with ice cream has made it scarce and an expensive commodity. So Israel's Minister of Health is saying this is ridiculous and suggests cucumber instead. Yeah, that's going to help. I have a cucumber recipe you might like versus the fruit roll-ups that taste really good with ice cream in them. Here's a solution to that. So if you are going to Israel, don't bring in fruit roll-ups, because they're going to take them away from you. It's not going to work, people. Don't try to make a profit that way. And don't do the snake thing either. Learn from the woman who tried to bring the snakes from Kuala Lumpur into India. In the United States, that's not cool either, and it won't work. It will not work. On this day in history, it's kind of interesting. In 1869, the U.S. Transcontinental Railroad was finished, connecting, yes, both coasts, and decreasing travel time, you guessed it, thanks to my friends from The Hustle, time from months by wagon to just a matter of days. Can you imagine what that was like? You know, hey, we're going to take this, we're going to cross the country, and we've got the wagons ready to roll, and now all of a sudden you've got the possibility of going by rail travel. Of course, there were dangers involved with that, right? But I would rather take the train chances than the wagon chances, because the wagon chances weren't good for a lot of reasons. The harsh winters, the staggering summer heat, the lawlessness, the crazy rough and tumble, ridiculous conditions of the western towns, because they were newly settled. So there were all kinds of problems, but the Union Pacific and the Central Pacific workers finished the railroad. They laid 2,000 miles of track by 1869, ahead of schedule and under budget. How about that? So journeys that had taken months by wagon train or weeks by boat now took only days, like I said. That's an immediate impact. And, of course, the years following the construction of the railway were years of a lot of growth and expansion for the U.S. because of the way you could travel, the speed and the ease of travel that you got with the railroad, with what the railroad provided. It makes sense to me. There's no question. Which way would you rather travel? I mean, that would be one thing that would be pretty exciting, to have been on the cutting edge of that, and to be able to announce it's finished, and imagine you're there on the front lines of it. I mean, like, you're one of the first people that gets a chance to travel that way. That would be pretty cool to have been able to been part of that, those first couple of rides, etc., when it was super, super big. All right, how about this? And we're going to end on this one for odds and ends. So Molson Coors beer, they have this now. They had a chocolate announcement that they're using chocolate on it. Kraft Heinz and Comparte's Chocolatier have partnered on a Velveeta-infused truffle. Yes, it's true. Well, maybe this is a Mother's Day thing. $24.95 for five single chocolates. That's what we're talking about. These shells and cheese. That's what you get with that. I don't know. Does that really sound like it tastes good? It's not. Maybe it's the way I'm describing it. Velveeta and fine chocolate all mixed. So it is. It's these five chocolates in a really sweet looking container, and they're truffles, and they're made to look like Velveeta shells and cheese. The outer shell coating is made of white chocolate infused with Velveeta. I don't know. I'm not so sure this is going to really take off, but what do I know? What do I know? Stay with us. Great authors coming up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond has gone to the border ahead of the end of Title 42 tonight. The COVID-era policy allows for migrants to be quickly turned back, and he's calling for a controlled, safe process for letting migrants into the United States.
We were told about 3,500 people are there on the Tijuana border, and normally there's only a couple hundred, and we don't really have a safe, humane process at our border at this time.
Back at the White House, President Biden is celebrating the conservation actions taken by his administration.
Over the past 2 years, these investments helped protect our iconic outdoor spaces.
While speaking from the White House Rose Garden, said he's protected more lands and waters than any other president since John F. Kennedy. The Celtics season is on the line tonight in the NBA playoffs, trying to force Game 7 against the 76ers in Philly. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, he's in our virtual green room. Author Jim Reuther joins us. His book is called Gunky's Adventures in the Land of Must Believe. It's so interesting because when we talked off air, I mean, this is a guy, scientist in his career. He's written all kinds of technical reports. And this is a book that just takes you away to a wonderful place. It's a book that you can pick up at any point because it's the collection of 25 different stories of tales. Really some interesting work here for sure. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
Tell us about why you wrote the book. I love that story of how this happened.
Well, I wrote the book because I felt compelled to document and share some of the experience from someone who's seen and experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is my beloved family and many friends from work and play. The bad are the losses of those friends and spouses and setbacks in career. But I have a different perspective. I have the ugly part, and that's witnessing the raw horrors of warfare. I have a PhD in chemical physics. I've studied everything from soothing candle flames to fireballs from explosives that were meant to kill and burn innocent men and women. My day job was to demilitarize weapons of mass destruction, roadside bombs. Some dark humor, our team motto was, is we give you no bang for your buck. I traveled the world, and what I found is there are many people, all they want to do is live happily and spin along on the planet in peace. And I'm asking in this book and shouting out is why not? Today's society, I think, needs an escape to a kindler, gentler, and inspirational place, which hopefully can be found in Gunky's world. And that's why I wrote the book. My intent is to offer hope to those who are struggling emotionally that no matter what tragedy occurs, enduring happiness will exist in being in every moment. And my disclaimer is I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live the life, but only to wonder what they're doing now and what their options are, to take a deep breath and chill. So that's really why I wrote the book. was really for inspirational purposes to the world.
Yeah, and you talk about these different journeys. And tell us about how the book's laid out and what we can expect.
Well, because I'm a science nerd, it's a series of alphabetical anthology of short stories beginning with poems. So there's 26. The first one, Afterlife Love Story and Wish, was written by my late wife for me to be found after she passed away. And in that book, she shared some very raw information about our personal life together, but she also challenged me to write my stories. So she leads off with A, and then the following 25 stories are about family, friends, foes, and failures. The titles are meant to be catchy, to give you an assumption of where you're going. I'm intentionally misleading you. It'll be undone when you read this story. For example, I say Close Encounters of the Hooters Kind. I talk about Naughty Boots, the story about my daughter. Taming of the Screw is a story where I use a rusty screw to capture pictures with best friends who don't want to be photographed. And then finally, Ziggity Zaggity Blinkity Blink. And the last story is an adventure that's in progress. Where you start on the adventure, I'll put you in a situation, but where you will wind up, you will not believe contextually and also emotionally. It'll make you wonder about things. Every story ends in a wondering. I ask you a question about thinking about where you are in your life and emotionally and psychologically and just in peace. The poems are meant to be both profound and playful. They might not be appreciated or understood, but when you read the adventure, you'll know. Since there's 26 stories altogether, I have titles for most of them. There's very bizarre happenings that only a scientist would know. There's gags and humor. Yes, a PhD molecular spectroscopist does have a sense of humor, I think. I can make people laugh occasionally. They're meant to be inspirational, meant to be about true love. I offer mysteries that will befuddle you. No one has figured out the one that I have in there. They think they figured out, but I've double-crossed them. Stories about beauty and nature and trees. I will introduce to the world a new benevolent monster. I think Bigfoot needs a companion who's friendlier. It's nostalgia, my nostalgia, which will trigger stories in your mind. Some odd personalities that I met. I had practical jokes that were taught by my father that were played on me and that I will play on others. It's about resiliency, being tough and getting through life. There's some pranks, definitely surprise ending. And I hope that there's tears from both happiness and sadness in the book. So that, in a nutshell, is what it is. It's a series of short stories that take you through many adventures to make you think and wonder.
And when you and I talked off the air, I asked you this question. It's hard because all of them have different meanings, and they definitely have meaning for you. And then you have the thought provoking wondering after each story, where you ask the question, like you said. But do you have a favorite story? What's one of your favorites anyway in the book?
My favorite story is a very touching one, and it begins with the letter W. Again, this is a difficult choice because they're all my children, these stories. But in the letter W, and you'll hear the title in a moment, imagine yourself having a very bad day at work, play, or home. A lot of little things go wrong, or a major thing goes wrong, short of death. And you're disappointed and you're angry, and if you say unfair and woe is me. Well, I had one of those days in which because of someone not being able to do a very simple task, a proposal for a large multi-million-dollar, multi-year contract that would be career-shaping and putting technology in the world that would be very useful, failed to be submitted on time. Now, there were lots of anger and lots of finger-pointing and blaming, and I was, talking to myself driving home and upset and angry and, wondering what to do. And I went to dinner that night. My late wife had prepared dinner. Now, she was not eating that night because she had chemo that day. Mm. And she listened very intently to me about this story. Her beautiful eyes were shining, and, she just was listening and understanding my pain. It was at that moment that she lifted Fluffy, which was the nickname we had for her wig, off her bald head. And she looked at me and said, "Do you want to switch?" And
wow.
The answer to the question of what's important in life, the answer is in the question, life. So that's really what I'm doing. I'm saying that we all go through struggles and trials. We have to, they're hard. We have to accept them. We can't change. But there's you have to have hope and believe. You must believe that there's a better times are coming. So that's really my favorite story. It was very touching and poignant. And I have to say that just sharing my soul to the world was the biggest challenge in pulling the trigger to submit the book for publication. But I've done it, and I want to help people who are in the same situation. I've mentored other husbands and wives who've lost people and different people. I do talk to veterans and the like who are thinking about ending their lives. So I have a mission in life, and that was the mission to get this these messages out.
And you've done that. And so on the cover, for people, if you go to Amazon, especially you can see it there, but Barnes & Noble, wherever, and that's where you can pick up the book. But on the cover, you have these rocks with holes in them. Tell us about that. That's what the cover is. It's very neat.
Those covers are stones that have, or rocks that have naturally see-through holes. So I have 300 in my collection, and at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, when I signed the book, I gave people a little lucky stone from my collection. But what they're meant to be is they're meant to be holes in them are portals to the other world. You can get into some magic and witchcraft in these. But you look through them, you can see it's a portal to the other world. And if you look through it, what I've imagined is you can look through that portal and see the world that you would like to be in. And as I say to them, if you want to be there, all you have to do is turn the stone around and you can be there emotionally and happiness and joy. You can't change circumstances, but it can put you in a position of emotional strength. And I think, as we talked before, they are rare. People say, well, how do you find them? And I say, well, you look down, you see a rock with a hole on top. You pick it up and you see if there's a hole on the bottom. And the joke I make is, it's not rocket science. Realize I'm a PhD in combustion and explosives. I am a PhD rocket scientist.
Funny.
They're gimmick. I mean, it was a gimmick, but I share them, and it's really to something. They're lucky stones. A lot of people took them. They immediately put them on their necklaces, and they'll think of the options because I want to make you wonder. You can make your life better by believing. You must believe.
You must believe, and you say that. So there's another part of this, too, because some of this money goes to nursing scholarships, specifically hospice nursing students. Tell us about that.
The reason why I'm okay in handling the death of my wife, it was a long battle with a cursed disease, which I will not mention. I think we all know what it was. But she experienced breast cancer and then eventually had liver, lung, and spinal cancer, and then finally it went to her brain. And we knew that she was going to pass away. So I was one of her cases. She was a hospice nurse at Kohbecker Hospice in Columbus, Ohio. So she was handling me to prepare me for this. After she passed away, all the proceeds to the book go to the Teresa Ruther Hospice Nursing Scholarship at Kohbecker House. And it's to fund nursing students who are now in the hospice profession who have enough on their plate. In other words, the emotional spending that they have and the compassion and love that they share is enough. They don't need to worry about college debt. So it's really, I'm paying back college loans for these nursing students. It's been going on. And the thank you letters that come back are precious.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, this book is a game changer for sure. Gunky's Adventures in the Land of Must Believe. You can pick it up, as I said before, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Jim Ruther, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a delight and an inspiration to me. All the best.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In our virtual green room right now, Jeannie Tiefenbach Henderson is with us. She is the author of Madonna of the Way. And she's got such an interesting background with her art background and then combining this with the Madonna. And you think of Madonna, and boy, there's so many directions we could go there. And she's got a second book out, too, as well. We'll talk about that all here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. So, Jeannie, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Let's talk about your art first, because then we're going to transition into this book and what led to that, because you really have that gift. Did you know that you had that all along?
I didn't really recognize it. I knew that I loved to draw. I knew that I loved to get involved in art, but I grew up in an Italian family, and girls had a certain role, and that's where we stuck with it. So it took me until high school to understand what it was about.
And so Then it leads to the point where you are now, where you actually have like a gallery and the whole thing.
Right, yes.
And what's that like?
Well, the gallery is like actually right behind me on the other side. I also have an art garden and an outdoor gallery. I have a art cottage in my backyard. So it's my full residence, kind of like live with my art.
I love that. So now tell us that combining that with the book, Madonna of the Way, and your fascination there and what you found out and why you did the book.
The book just kind of grew its own legs. I saw a sculpture of a Madonna sweeping the kitchen, and I was told that it was called a kitchen Madonna. Anyway, the next day I went to a doctor's appointment, and I just kind of thought about it a little bit and thought, if there could be a Madonna of the kitchen, then there could be a Madonna of the walkway. There could be a Madonna of the chapel. There could be a Madonna of the nursery. And I came up with 9 different Madonnas and 4 Madonnas under each category. So in total, 37 Madonnas, because one Madonna is just eager to greet you and welcome you in.
I like that, eager to greet you. And you say that on the book, too. So the favorite Madonna, do you have one, or is that too hard to pick one?
Oh, a lot of times I pick Madonna of the, is it Madonna of the Walkway? Or no, carrying bags. Madonna carrying the bag. She's a Madonna of the Walkway. Anyway, she's carrying her sufferings and joys with her all the time. And it's just a cute illustration. I have the book here.
Nice. And of course, this is radio, so people can't see it, but it's a beautiful book.
Oh, okay.
You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble, which is where you're going to go anyway, to get the book. And it is incredible if you look at the work inside. And what was that like, the art part of it for you and coming up with the ideas?
This is a cute story. Okay, so after I came up with the idea, it looked like it wanted to be a book. So like I said, it kind of grew its own legs. So I purchased 37 8x10 canvases and went down the basement. This was in the summer. I was teaching during the year and during the summer, head off. Anyway, I had three daughters, and they would come and give me McDonald's and coffee and videos, and I just stayed in the same spot for 3 days. So some of the Madonnas have a little bit of a quirkiness to them because they were probably done at 3 a.m. But they were all done, you know, within those 3 days so that they would have kind of the same hand. And I was really conscientious to make sure that they all looked kind of similar. So that's
I like that story and the daughters being involved. What do your daughters think of the book?
Well, they all love it. My sister bought, I don't know how many. She was passing them out as Mother's Day gifts and birthday gifts. And she'd have, she has a group, she calls it her prayer group. I think there's like maybe 20 people in that group. And she bought everybody in the group the book. She's just, you know, loved it so much. So, yeah, a lot of family support.
What do you hope people take away from getting your book? They're listening to us and they think, wow, that you just spurred the idea of these are great gifts too, not just for yourself. But when they get it, what do you hope they take away from looking at your book and reading it?
You know, it's not a book that you read cover to cover. It's a book that you kind of play, you know, book roulette with. You open it up and wherever you land, that's where you get to focus. And each image or each page is a group of, you know, two or three or four images on each page. And you pick one and you just focus on that one. It's almost like a prayer meditation tool. And you imagine yourself, you know, maybe, doing a service for somebody. Like one of them is called Giving From My Packages. You know, you've just gone grocery shopping and you see somebody who's needy and you give them something from your packages. It's not something that you might not have thought of if you didn't see the imagery. And it kind of gives you that sense of service and prayer in a different sort of way. It's not your typical way of praying, maybe, but it's a wonderful way to pray because you're looking at an image that is very, very simple, and it can be anybody. Because she doesn't have a face, it could be anybody. It could be you. You in that position doing that kind service to someone.
Oh, I love it, the way you've described that. And I can tell that it's such joy that doing this was such joy, I think, for you. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. It was in there, inside my soul, and it just was wanting to come out. And I was just if you want to call me the tool, you know, I was, you know, the hands and the mind that, you know, put it down there, but it was very inspired. I feel like I didn't have to do any work at all.
I like that too as well. You didn't have to do any work because you were inspired and it just came to you and there you were and the daughters helped. And I like that also, and I'm sure people can recognize that, and you pointed that out. You wanted it in the same hand. So that's why you did it all those days in a row, because you could have certainly taken different amounts of time and done it, but that makes a difference in the flow of the book.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that I did do when I first came up with the idea, I was actually in a passion play where there were about maybe close to 100 cast members, and all in costume, you know, in between scenes, I would sit on the floor and observe, you know, the different people in their costumes, and they would inspire me in terms of, you know, the way that they were sitting, you know, the arrangement, the compositions. And so I would just sketch all the people, all the actors while in between scenes, and that's how some of the imagery came to be.
Yeah, wow. This is a book you want to get. Get it on Amazon. Get it on Barnes & Noble, like I've already said. And it's Madonna of the Way. And you have another book that I said we were going to talk about. Tell us about the second book that's coming out.
Well, the second book, when I was in that play, I actually got the role of Mary 1 year. And part of having the, you know, within the cast itself, sometimes we would exchange gifts. Well, Jesus was my son, and I wanted to give him a special gift, but I didn't know what to give him. So the other book is called Four Gifts to Jesus, Always and Forever. And the reason why it's called Always and Forever is that's how I ended each of the four little letters that came with the gifts. And the gifts were, again, inspired. They just sort of appeared, and it was towards the end of the season. The first gift, I was just kind of musing or praying, gee, I'd really like to give Dan, who played Jesus, something, you know, and it was towards the end of the season, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And I look on the windowsill, and I have no idea where this ring came from, but it was a ring, and inside the ring it said truth. That started the whole thing.
Wow.
So then I gave him that ring that weekend with a little letter from me, which was like written on a scroll. And the very end of the letter is, you know, you are always in my heart, always and forever.
And wow, this is, again, another thing that could be easily a gifting book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's lovely to read the stories. It's like you could read it to children. You could read it to adults. You could read it on your own as a prayer, but it's just, it kind of crosses the generations. It's not a children's book, but it's a book that could be read to children. And then you could, you know, talk about it, like, you know, what was Jesus like? What was, you know, where was Jesus when he got this gift? And, you know, it opens up a conversation about, an easy conversation about Jesus, and one that is relatable.
Yeah, and that's key, relatable these days for sure. Well, again, both of these books, you can get them anywhere where great books are sold. If people want to know more about you, where can they go?
Well, I do have a website. It's OctoberSunStudio.com. And up in the menu area, I have one of the pull-down menus is books. And you can look at it there. Or there's also an About Me page in there.
Perfect. Excellent, excellent. It was wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.